Well, it's good to be back here in this house. I intended to preach a long sermon here. I had a lot of things to say, but I can't do that tonight because we're too late, for one thing. And there's a lot of people have to get home, and they're going into areas that are pretty difficult to manage tonight, so I'm not going to preach very long at all. I'd like to say that when I came to this church, it'll be 24 years on the 1st of August next year. It wasn't a bit like this. There was no side galleries. The back gallery was never occupied. It was full of dust. I remember going up to have a look at it, and it was all dusty. And it was a sort of chair loft. And there were 63 people signed the call when I was called to be minister of this church. And we had some wonderful meetings. Our first meeting seemed to be exoduses. They were all leaving. Everybody was leaving. And they didn't like the preacher, and they didn't like his methods, and they didn't like how he preached, and they were all leaving. And we were reduced. And we had a terrible lot of empty seats, and they always worried me, these empty seats. And everybody sat in the middle, and there was a little aisle down the middle, and there was a handful of people here in these forms in the middle. And we prayed. And one night I spent a day and a night in this church over in that corner there. There was an old farm in the corner with three men. One of them still a member of the church. The other is the Reverend John Douglas, who's now minister in our Money Slane church. And Bob Scott, who's a missionary to India. And we prayed for a day and a night. A night, a day, and a night. That's what it was. And God graciously came in and filled us with his power. And this church started to go after that. Really went. Of course, there was a lot of people went too. I didn't go into the pulpit. We had a long pulpit here at that time. Long pulpit. And it had velvet curtains. And they didn't get much of a shaking up. But when I preached, the dust used to fly out of them. And we used to have a wonderful time in this long pulpit. I preached at the communion table that morning, and we had a great melting time. God broke our hearts. And the older members that are here tonight that stood by us through thick and thin will remember what a crisis that was in this church. This church was either going to go back or go on, and thank God we went forward. And then, of course, not long after that, God used us mightily in evangelistic campaigns. We were down in Ballymena, and over 400 souls came to Christ in one campaign. And then we came here and we had a 2 weeks mission in this church, and over 90 people were saved, and we were really going well. And then the old devil got after us at Cross Gar, and we were to go and preach there in the Presbyterian Church Hall, and the presbytery and session met, and the elders that were bringing us in, they suspended a couple of them by their suspenders, hung them up, and we had a big row. And the Free Church came into existence, and it started to battle the apostasy and expose modernism and popery. And we have been having blessing ever since. And God has blessed us richly. And then, of course, this church became too small. And we used to go to the Ulster Hall an odd time, and then we decided to enlarge this church. And we had members in our church committee, and they were doubting Thomas's, and some of them were no good anyway. They should never have been on the committee. And that's why I never went to a committee meeting, for I knew they were no good anyway, and there was no use me fighting with them. I just went on preaching. And one of them said, well, we can't build until we have the money. And I put a challenge out to them. I said, we'll raise £1,000. We'll raise £1,000 in one day, and they laughed at me. But that day, we raised £1,500. And Mr. Nichols said to me, he says, man, that'll shake them. And it did. It really shook them. And then we had an election of committee, and all the dead wood, thank God, the Lord voted them out, and all the good wood all came in, and we started to go places for God in this church. And we have had a lot of battles. I could write a book on the battles we've had. But I don't want to talk about the battles or the disappointments. I want to talk about the victories tonight. And I'm thinking of a little verse. If you have your Bible, it's over in 1 Samuel chapter 7, and it's verse 12. And it says, then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shem, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And I'm just thinking of that's what we're doing tonight. We're setting up a stone, a monument. We're setting up an Ebenezer here. And we're saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. helped us. And I want to say four things about Ebenezer. First of all, it's the place of atonement. For if you look at verse 9, Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it up for a burnt offering. It's the place of atonement. And you know you'll never get anywhere for the Lord until you're standing on redemption ground. And that's what this church has been doing. It has been standing on redemption ground. We preach the blood in this church. And we believe in the atoning death and finished work of Jesus Christ. And this is the only way to heaven. You know, I had a woman waited behind tonight to see me. She came from Scotland, and she was going to just set me right. That would be a very difficult thing to do. My wife has been working 13 years at that, and she hasn't made much progress since. But that's only by the way. And she says, you know, Mr. Paisley, you're very narrow. And she says, you think that nobody can find Christ in the Mass. I said, I do, certainly, because it's idolatry. And you don't find Christ with idolatry. I said, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is the intolerant Christ. There's only one way to the Father, and that's by Jesus. And you can't get to God any other way but by Jesus Christ. He's the only way. And you know, friend, we believe that in this church. We believe in the atoning death and finished work of Christ. And tonight we can say God has blessed the preaching of the blood from this pulpit. And God has blessed the pleading of the blood in the pews. And we have power, for there's power in the blood of the Lamb. And the blood shall never lose its power. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Then I want to say that this text, another thing about Ebenezer, it's a place of affirmation. They said, the Lord has helped us. And they affirmed that it was God did it. If you want the answer to this church's success, God did it. That's the answer. It's not found in the preacher. It's not found in the pew. It's found in heaven. God has done for us great things whereof we are glad. It's the Lord did it. We were nobodies and never will be anybody, but the Lord just took us up and used us. You know what we are? We're the Lord's laugh at the apostasy. You know the Lord has laughs at people. And John the Baptist was the Lord's laugh at the old hypocrites and the Pharisees. And they were so busy in their temple, and God took a wild man from the wilderness, and he wore a camel hair coat and a leathern girdle around his loins, and he didn't eat the meat of the day. He ate locusts and wild honey, and God laughed at the old Pharisees. He says, there's my man. He's just John the Baptist. And they have a great churches in this city, and great men, and great scholars, and great denominations, and God just took up this little place to show that he laughed at them all. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. You know, there's a word in Job in which it can be translated that we laugh along with the Lord. And it's a great thing to be laughing along with the Lord. When the Lord gives you a laugh. There was an old reporter came to this church, and he said he couldn't understand why everybody went out happy. He said Ian Paisley fleeced them of their money, and he scolded them and shouted at them, and they all went out laughing. But we know why we laugh, friend. We've got a laugh in our souls. We're laughing with the Lord. This was a place, my friend, of affirmation. They said, the Lord has done this thing. And let's give God the glory. I feel like giving him the glory. Don't you feel that way tonight? Give God the glory, friend, for what he's done. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yeah. The Lord helped us. And my, we needed help. God knows we needed help. And there was some times we were in a terrible place, but God helped us. Oh, we have had great meetings in this church. One of the greatest meetings was the first time I came out of prison at the prayer meeting. Do you remember that night? That was a great night. Wednesday night, my, what a prayer meeting we had that night. We have had prayer meetings in this church that were held at the Albert Bridge. We have had people saved because the people prayed that loud. You know, one night we had a prayer meeting here and we had nearly a riot in this street. And a fella came along and he was drunk, and all the people were shouting at me because the men were praying so loud. And this drunk man came along and you know, he was wiser than all the sober people. You know what he said? He said, see, that's nothing. If the Lord was here himself, he would turn Belfast upside down, so you needn't worry about their prayer meeting. So that fellow had a wee bit of sense. And we were able to talk to him about the Lord. There's been drunkards saved in this place, picked up the streets. Our caretaker, I carried him in the back, full drunk, put him into that room and prayed for him, and God saved him. We have had people of all walks of life saved in this church. Some are away across the world tonight preaching the gospel, and praise God, it was the Lord did it. Let's emphasize this. This is an affirmation. It was a place of atonement, a place of affirmation. It was also a place of acclamation. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, the Lord thundered with a great thunder. And there was acclamation in heaven. But down on the earth, the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until you come to Beth Kar. And they won a great victory. And my, we have won many a victory in this place. Many an evil foe has been vanquished. And when God opens the books in the day of judgment and unravels the tangled skein of life, praise God, we'll see all that he did in this house. And we'll magnify him now, and praise God, we'll magnify him for all eternity. This is a place of acclamation. And then lastly, it's a place of anticipation. For the Lord that has been so good to us up to today, my, he's going to be good to us tomorrow, isn't he? And you know, we're going to have great meetings up the road. We're going higher. We're getting nearer to Rosetta. We're leaving the short strand, and we're getting nearer to these artillery of the Pope up the road at Rosetta. We're coming a bit closer to them. You know, I was telling them that the Church of Rome has got a sandwich on the Ravenhill Road that they'll never be able to digest, because they've got the bottom end and the top end, but we're in between. And my, the old Pope will never digest what's in between those two ends. I can assure you of that. That's true. My friend, anticipation. If the Lord helped us in the past, he's going to help us tomorrow. He's going to help us on Saturday. He's going to help us next Sunday in our new church. He's going to fill it, and he's going to bless it. And we're going to get it filled on Sunday morning too, as well as Sunday night. That's what the Lord's going to do for us. He's a great God, and how we bless him tonight. My heart's just filled with praises to the Lord for all his goodness to me personally, and for all he has done for us. We'll never cease to praise him. Maybe you're in the meeting tonight, and you never let him do anything for you. He wants to save you, but you wouldn't let him. He wants to redeem you, but you wouldn't trust him. He wants to bless you, but you wouldn't let him. He can do it tonight. Will you come to him? In the Ulster Hall tonight, praise God, I knelt with 6 people and pointed them to Christ. And there were more people saved than that. People coming to the Lord. Did you not come tonight? Will you not come now? The Lord is here. Wouldn't it be nice if some sinner came to Jesus in the final moments of the meeting and put their faith and trust in Christ? Let the Lord bless you tonight and save you for Jesus' sake.